Josh Atkitisa. We dove deep into a very famous story, a story that the entire world is confused by, to this thing that happens at the end of the parsha where Moshe comes down from Mount Sinai and suddenly his face is glowing. Karan Or Panav. He has this light, this special light coming out of his face. We try to understand a little bit on the most simple level, what does this actually mean?
Yeah, we noticed that this didn't happen before when Hashem spoke to Moshe, and it didn't happen before when he went up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. It only happens now. It seems to be something related to what they're doing now at this stage that suddenly required Moshe's face to Karan Or Panav.
Yeah, exactly. There's something special going on now. These psukim are revealing to us something very special about the Torah. And of course, as we always do, we dove deep into the Hebrew language, trying to understand this story. There's something very interesting hiding in the psukim. When did Moshe actually wear this mask? Were Am Yisrael really afraid of Moshe when he didn't have the mask on? What is going on over here in these psukim? What is this story about? What does it mean? Karan Or Panav. Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. So yeah, it's this week, Parashat Ki Tisa. In the past, we talked about the main story of the parasha. Chet Ha'Egel, the sin of the golden calf, how it even came to be. What's the story over there? We'll link that video at the end of this one. This year, I want to talk about the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha, we find Moshe Rabbeinu finally coming back down the mountain, finally with the second Luchot, with Hashem's words to give over Am Yisrael. And something very interesting happens to Moshe. His face started glowing, or I don't know if glowing is the right translation. Karan Or Panav. He has light coming from his face. Something is shown on his face. Am Yisrael sees it. Aaron sees it and they step back. They are afraid to approach him. Moshe calls them over, and since then Moshe starts walking around with a mask on his face. And you have to ask a few questions. First of all, on a simple level, because this obviously is very, very deep, but on a simple level, what is this shining about? What is this Karan Or Panav about? What does it mean? What can we learn from it? But on top of that, if you pause for a second and think about it, this is not the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe. This is not the first time Moshe went up to Shamayim for 40 days and 40 nights. However, it is the first time that his face is suddenly Karan, is suddenly glowing, shining, whatever you want to call it. So why suddenly now does his face start to shine, to glow, Likron, Karan Or Panav? What changed this time? What is this entire story of Moshe's face, Kornim, Karan Or Panav, actually all about?
Yeah, that's very interesting. It seems that something about this version of Matan Torah needs this extra piece of Karan Or Panav. We see Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't even know it happened until he suddenly came down and met Am Yisrael. And I think this has to do with the difference between Luchot Rishonim, the first version of receiving the Luchot, and the second version. Because the first time, as Chazal teach us, it was all magical. The Torah had it all in it. You could read the Luchot and know everything and know all of Torah. It was all in there. And as the Psukim say, we know that Hashem wrote it. HaLuchot Mas The Luchot are godly. The words on them are godly. And that's not what we see here in the next time. This time, we see the term you. Psol lecha. You go build the stones. Ktov lecha. You go write these Luchot. This second version of the Luchot has much more involvement of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Moshe writing it. It's Moshe building it. Moshe's involvement is much deeper. But it goes beyond just writing and putting together the Luchot. It's the essence of Luchot Shniim. Luchot Shniim come down not only as the Luchot, they come down as Torah Shebichtav, but as Torah Shebe'al Peh. From now on, we're going to need Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to teach us the Torah. Torah won't only be transferred by what's written in the book. It will be transferred by what's taught from one to the other, from Moshe Rabbeinu down through us. So in other words, in this Matan Torah, it's not all in the Luchot. Moshe isn't only the one bringing the Torah. Moshe, in a certain sense, is the Torah. Together with the Luchot comes Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who teaches us the Torah. When we listen to Moshe, we're listening to Hashem speaking to us just as much as when we look at the Luchot, when we open the Torah, when we learn. Moshe Rabbeinu is an intrinsic part of giving over the Torah. And it's actually not only Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole concept of Torah Shebe'al Peh means that every single person who's taking part in passing over the Torah, in teaching Torah to their children, to their students, to the next generation, to others, is an active part in giving over God's word. Every time we learn and study Torah, the chidushim we make, as Chazal teach us, all go back to Sinai. All go back to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai. Everything was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. And maybe that's what this is all about. The Luchot now, this isn't just something I'm going to give over to you and you'll have it. The opposite. This is something we're going to continue to learn. We're going to continue to take part in. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu's face and we see what happens. They're scared. They're frightened. So we would think, what would Moshe do? He'd cover his face. But he doesn't cover his face. He covers his face when he's done speaking to them. Because that's exactly the point. Every single time Moshe Rabbeinu listens, receives Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and teaches Torah, he wants them to see this Karan Opanav. He wants them to see that they are meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu, or through in the future, anyone who's teaching them and giving over God's word to them. They should feel, they should connect, not see the person as a person, just as someone with limits. Maybe that's the meaning of all. All represents the skin. It's the end of the human being, but the opposite. When you're meeting someone and you're learning from them Torah, they're a part of something much greater. You're meeting through them. There's something that goes beyond them, that goes through them. That's the meeting that they're meeting with HaKadosh Baruch. Because of this, maybe this is why this is a key part. This is the ending part of the story of them receiving the Luchot Shniim. It's a different Luchot. It's a different version. It happens differently. The way it will be transferred will be different. And part of that is understanding the story of Karan Opanav.
Very good, very good. I think maybe really the main message here behind this idea of Moshe's face shining, glowing again, Karan Opanav, I'll just use the Hebrew term, Karan Opanav, is just like you were saying, to tell us that from now on, the Torah is Moshe. Moshe, his job, his melacha. We talked about this in the past several times, about this idea of melacha, your job in the world. The word melacha is the female version of the word malach. Malach is the shlichut. Melacha is your shlichut. Melacha is your message you have to bring into the world. And Moshe's melacha is Torat Moshe, is to bring Hashem's words into the world, to bring Hashem's words to Am Yisrael, give us the Torah so that we can live our life according to the Torah. And part of that is connecting to Moshe in order to receive the words from Hashem. And if we dive a little bit into the Hebrew language, like we like to do in our videos, we'll notice something very, very interesting. First of all, this idea of panim, like we mentioned in the past, panim is the same letters as pnim, as inside. When you look at someone's face, you see they're inside. Their face represents what they are inside. Or on the other hand, don't only get stuck on the surface, on the panim of something, but look into it, look into the pnim, into the inside of the person. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, his shlichut, his inside, his message is all about the Torah. In order to connect to that pnim, you need to hold on to something. You need something that will come out of Moshe so that Am Yisrael can hold on to it. Very interestingly, we know that this word keren was used by several people who don't understand the Torah to translate it as a horn and kind of pictured Moshe Rabbeinu with horns. Maybe that's because this idea of shining, of glowing, of likron, as we use today, which is very common today, but in the Torah, really, we can't really find it any other place besides when it talks about horns, karnaim, or when it talks about a corner of something, a keren zavit, or like we saw in the Mishkan and building the Mizbeach, the Karnotav, and throwing the blood on the keren of the Mizbeach. Really, when you try to understand this word keren, that's where you go to. And both ideas, the karnaim, especially by Akedat Yitzchak, where we find the ayil of Yitzchak that got tangled by his horns in the bush, and that's how Avraham was able to take it instead of Yitzchak. These karnaim, they represent something going out of the body, like I said, that got tangled in the bush. So the same thing here, Am Yisrael, in order to connect to the inside of Moshe on a spiritual level, on a more ruchani level, you need this glowing, you need this shininess, you need this deeper connection to Moshe, this Karan Opanav. And through this connection, Am Yisrael connects not only to Moshe, but connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is the second point, like you were saying, very interestingly. This cover for the face was used by Moshe, not because Am Yisrael were afraid and he had to hide himself. Oh, don't be afraid, here I covered it up, there's nothing to be scared about now. But the exact opposite. He would cover himself when he would stop talking to Am Yisrael. Once he would go to talk to Hashem, he would take it off. He would receive the words from Hashem, and then he would turn to Am Yisrael, and then he would talk to Am Yisrael the words that Hashem gave him to say, and then only he would cover himself up. And this is another interesting word that the Torah uses, Vayechal Moshe, and Moshe ends. And when Moshe ends, that's when he puts this misveh, he puts this mask back on his face. And again, very interestingly, this concept of Vayechal Moshe, we find in other places. We find when Moshe finishes his job to build the Mishkan. And we find it also, of course, in the very famous psukim we say every Friday night, Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShviyi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the work of creating the world. That job was done of creating the world. And the Torah uses that definitive term of Vayechal. So the same thing here, when Moshe finishes his job of giving over the Torah, giving over the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he puts the mask back on. This mask is not meant in order for Am Yisrael not to be afraid, in order to reduce the level of anxiety in Am Yisrael, in order to take away their fear. That's not what this purpose of this mask was. Maybe the exact opposite. This mask was on Moshe's face the entire time. And only when he gave the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, that's when he took the mask off, in order for Am Yisrael to understand that these are the words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for them also to connect to these words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said, on a more spiritual and a higher level, but also to add that level of anxiety, to add that level of fear, of yira, into that special moment of receiving the words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. And in order to keep that moment as a sacred moment, to keep that time as a special time, Moshe put the mask on in all the other times. That's when Moshe had the mask on. So it's not there for Am Yisrael not to be afraid, but maybe the exact opposite. It's there to make sure that this time, when Am Yisrael is standing there and receiving the words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe, they know exactly what they're receiving. So they understand that these are the words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself for them to live by, for them to lead their lives by, for them to live up to. Maybe this is the entire story. And like you were saying, this is what changed with the Luchot Shniim being Torat Moshe, receiving them. And as we talked in the past, now from this point onwards, it's our job to take these words, to apply them to ourselves, to continue developing them, and through them, continue developing and building the world.
Yeah, I agree. It's like Moshe wants to make it also clear that his face shining, it's not about Moshe. It's about Hashem's words. When he's giving over Hashem's word, that's when he wants them to have that fear. As the Torah says, the yira of Hashem should be on your faces. How? By Moshe revealing his face. But that's only when he's giving over Hashem's word, so it stays relevant to that. But when he's not, he doesn't want you to think that there's something special about Moshe. The only thing that's special about me, he's saying, is that I'm giving over Hashem's word. And maybe what you're saying also connects to something bigger, to a bigger change we also see here between before Chet HaEgel and after. Because before Chet HaEgel, they saw everything. They saw even the voices. And we know the Pasuk says, Vayechezu et ha'elokim, vayechlu vayishtu. They're mamash see godliness there. They're even almost eating and drinking godliness. Everything's there. Everything's exposed. And here, we see the exact opposite. We've discussed in the past how Luchot Shniim are hidden. Moshe goes down. There's no big noise around it, but everything's hidden. Moshe has this mask upon him, and he removes the mask, but puts it back. And we see this also where Moshe takes his tent and moves it out of the machaneh. And the pasuk is, V'haya kol mevakesh Hashem yetzei el olmod. You want to meet God? Prepare yourself. Go somewhere. Do something. It's not just here all the time, exposed. That led to Chet HaEgel. Too much light makes you blinded by the light, makes you lose the limits, makes you end up with Chet HaEgel. Now it's different. We have to have, as you said, we have to keep those moments sacred. There are things that are sacred, and you keep them sacred by not having them exposed all the time. They're exposed when needed, and they stay special and unique. That's what Moshe does here. When I'm giving over God's words, I reveal the mask, but then I cover it up again. So it continues to be something special that you wait for, that you turn to. That's part of the tikkun, of fixing what went wrong the first time, and what Am Yisrael needs now, this second time of receiving the Lucha.
Very good, very good. Really, this is one of the stories that bothered me since I was a little kid, until I actually understood what the story of the mask was about, what the idea behind this mask ask is why Moshe needed it, and more importantly, why did Moshe remove it when he was talking to Am Yisrael? These are the words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. The Torah that we have are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, and it's our job, as we keep on saying every single week, to continue living by them and use them in order to build the world and bring good into the world. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zoche to continue doing that. Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. In Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk again.